knowing that you don't have a vote unless there's a tie, but had this decision be up to you solely, how would you handle cemetery expansion and cemetery needs?
Cemetery expansion and cemetery needs, I think it's just me. Sorry, I'll just stay on the corner somewhere. Looking at our cemetery, you know, it was interesting.
It's set to point the mic towards horizontal to your mouth.
Okay, I'm going the wrong way with it. Thank you.
I think
it's just me. I drink ionized water at my house. It could be the positive thing. I don't know. Cemetery expansion and cemetery needs. Oh, you cut me out. Oh, you cut me short right there at the knees.
Yeah, give me more time.
We start that one over again?
Yeah, you got
you. Oh, thank you. Currently looking at the employee list of our cemeteries, we hire 14 employees. Provo, that has a cemetery that is four times the size of ours, has only three. You know, what are the needs of our cemetery? Oh, man, I haven't really studied one. I'm not quite sure. I do know that some of the facts and figures behind it, you know, but I also see needs with our city in other areas, especially relating to these roads. The roads and the issues associated with the roads. If I look at expanding the cemetery now, I wouldn't. Because we've got deeper problems other than that. I would look at maintaining. This is Johnny B's, and you can tip your waitresses. But again, I think we have deeper issues than currently our cemetery. And right now, I think this needs to be something to be put on the back burner until we can solve some of our deeper problems. And to tell you, that's the method or the course of action that I would take.
Mayor Hatfield.
There are many people who want to be buried in American Fork. Presently, you must die in order to get a space. There's 550-some-odd spaces remaining in our cemetery. We have allowed for double deep burials, meaning you've got one space, you can bury one casket above the other. But I think it's critical that we get cemetery property because it's a way of life for our generation. It's something that our grandparents have done and taken pride in. And I enjoy Memorial Day and taking my kids to the cemetery to show them where their ancestors are buried. It's important to us. I think it's important for us to continue to acquire additional lands. We have adjacent property owners who aren't willing to sell and want to sell. I don't think it's wise to buy property in some remote corner of the city. I think we should expand the cemetery where the cemetery is. And that's why I would like to see us complete Art Dye Park and move across the road into Pony and Philly Field and for cemetery expansion and expansion of the parking lot at the Recreation Center. Thank you.
Which way are we going? Your turn.
Was that mayoral only?
No.
Okay.
No.
So, what I like about our cemetery, besides the rock wall, actually, which is, I think, nice, is the memorial to our veterans. And I think it is a valuable asset of the city. You know, and I think thinking long term, of course, if we have the opportunity to buy land and expand it, we need to do that. I understand land was once available, and we passed on that opportunity. I'm not aware of the details, though, so I might be misspeaking there. But I'm not opposed to buying land when the opportunity presents itself, and when we have the means, which I believe we do have the means to do that, and to meet our current cemetery needs. I think the cemetery is important, and I've had several people talk to me that it's important to them also. It's important to our residents. It's important to our quality of life. It's kind of ironic to say that a cemetery is important to our quality of life, but I think it is. And I think the easiest solution and the best solution is we need to use that adjacent property that the city already owns that are in the ball fields right there. But we need to do, and we have so many needs of our fields. Every
square inch of grass in our city is used by our recreation, and we need fields. So, but I think cemetery is a priority, and we can use, if we can finish our die, like I mentioned earlier, we can move those fields, and we can use that city that we already own right adjacent to the cemetery to expand the cemetery and meet our needs.
I love cemeteries. It's interesting to say that, but it's fun to look at the history and the people in the cemeteries. My suggestion, again, it sounds like it'd be a great idea to move the ball fields down to our die and try to use some more of that land there. And I'd also encourage you just not to die. That would help us a lot if you'd slow that down a little bit and could postpone that. Now, I know some of you are getting to the point where you're like, you know what, I've had it. All my friends are gone. It's time for me to go. But, yeah, I think that'd be good to move it just north of there into that area, that ballpark.